Hello, and welcome back to Know It All, the podcast where we dive deep into the big ideas that shape our understanding of the world. I'm your host, Maddie, and today we're tackling a profound and challenging topic in philosophy, the theodicy. This concept deals with one of the most enduring questions in theology and philosophy. How can a benevolent and all-powerful God coexist with the existence of evil in the world? Let's explore this intriguing question together. The term theodicy comes from the Greek word theos, meaning God, and dike, meaning justice. So it literally translates to the justice of God. Theodicy seeks to address the problem of evil and reconcile the existence of suffering and injustice with the notion of an all-powerful, all-good deity. To understand theodicy, let's first outline the problem of evil. The problem of evil is a philosophical and theological issue that can be summarized as follows. If God is all-powerful, all-knowing, and all-good, then why does evil exist in the world? This problem has been a central concern in the philosophy of religion for centuries, and it raises several difficult questions. Here are the key components of the problem. Omnipotence. If God is all-powerful, then he should be able to prevent all evil and suffering. Number two, omniscience. If God is all-knowing, then he should be aware of all the suffering and evil occurring in the world. And lastly, omnibenevolence. If God is all-good, then he would want to prevent or eliminate evil and suffering. Given these attributes, it seems paradoxical that evil exists. This paradox is what theodicy seeks to address. Over time, various philosophers and theologians have proposed different theodicies to resolve this issue. Let's explore some of the most prominent ones. The first is the free will defense. One of the most well-known responses to the problem of evil is the free will defense, famously championed by philosopher Alvin Plantinga. This defense argues that evil exists because God has given humans free will. The idea is that free will is a greater good, and for humans to truly have free will, there must be the possibility of choosing evil. According to this view, the existence of evil is a consequence of the gift of free will, which allows people to make meaningful moral choices. Now, secondly, we have the soul-making theodicy. Another approach is the soul-making theodicy associated with the philosopher John Hick. This perspective argues that the existence of evil and suffering serves as a means for spiritual and moral growth. Hick suggests that the challenges and adversities we face in life help to develop virtues like courage, compassion, and resilience. According to this view, a world with challenges and suffering provides the opportunity for personal and moral development, which wouldn't be possible in a world without such trials. Next, we have the greater good theodicy. The greater good theodicy argues that the existence of evil is justified because it leads to a greater overall good that couldn't be achieved otherwise. According to this view, some amount of suffering or evil might be necessary to bring about a greater good or a more significant moral outcome. For instance, the existence of suffering might lead to greater acts of kindness and charity or bring about important social and moral changes. Next, we have the process theodicy. Process theodicy, influenced by process theology, suggests that God is not omnipotent in the classical sense, but is instead evolving along with the universe. According to this view, God is not fully in control of everything that happens in the world, but works to influence and guide events toward good. This perspective sees God as a participant in the ongoing process of creation, working to bring about good amidst the existence of evil. Now, lastly, we have the skeptical theism. Skeptical theism is another approach that suggests human beings may not be in a position to understand the reasons for suffering and evil. According to this view, our limited human perspective means that we cannot fully grasp God's reasons for allowing evil. The idea is that God's ways are beyond human understanding, and there may be reason for evil that we simply cannot comprehend. Each of these theodicies offers a different perspective on how to reconcile the existence of evil with the notion of an all-powerful, all-good God. They each have their strengths and weaknesses, and have been the subject of much debate and discussion in philosophy and theology. Now, it's important to note that theodicy doesn't necessarily solve the problem of evil completely, but offers ways to understand and address it. Different theodicies may resonate differently depending on one's personal beliefs, experiences, and philosophical perspectives. As we wrap up, it's clear that the problem of evil and the question of theodicy are deeply complex and provoke important discussions about morality, suffering, and the nature of divinity. They challenge us to think critically about our beliefs and the nature of existence. Thank you for joining me on this exploration of the theodicy. I hope this episode has provided some insight into this profound philosophical question and sparked your curiosity to explore further. If you enjoyed this discussion, be sure to follow, leave a review, and share the episode with your friends. Now, I'm Maddie, and this has been Know It All. Keep questioning, stay curious, and I'll see you next time.